This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Pretty soon, our winter wheat and alfalfa is going to break dormancy, and when it does, the crop pests that feed on those crops can become an issue. It's just about time to start scouting for these early spring pests. In both winter wheat and alfalfa, army cutworms can likely be seen on feeding on foliage. Army cutworms do not mind the cold and overwinter as full-size adult worms. The eggs from the moth are already laid and hatched last fall, so any field with army cutworms last fall will still have them. Anytime the temperatures get above 55 degrees, which has happened a lot this winter, the worms will emerge from the soil and start feeding. Currently, it doesn't hurt the crop much because the wheat and alfalfa are dormant, so some loss of foliage won't affect the crop. However, once the wheat and alfalfa break dormancy, generally most days are above 55 degrees, so the army cutworms are able to feed continuously. Later on in the spring, when the worms have grown through their 5 instars, they will pupate in the soil. After a few weeks, these moths will emerge and travel westward to spend the summer somewhere cooler. One method of looking for army worms is bigger birds like crows can often be seen this time of year in the wheat fields, and it's the army cutworms that they're after. Don't be fooled by Canadian geese though, they are likely eating the wheat itself, but not enough to do any damage. The reason why they are called army worms is because they can outbreak in some years, with populations so high that they exhaust their local food supply, and then they will begin to move en masse across an area. However, it is pretty rare that they will get to such numbers in this area. Management thresholds for army cutworms in wheat depends on how well the wheat is doing. Thin stands of late planted wheat have a threshold of 2 to 3 worms per square foot. Thicker stands are closer to 4 to 5 per square foot before it's economical to spray. Later in the season, shortly before jointing, there might still be cutworms in the wheat, but it takes much more of them to be an issue. Mostly the problem of army cutworms occur early in the season by keeping the wheat and alfalfa from taking off. Another pest in alfalfa is the alfalfa weevil, which will soon start to lay eggs again. This pest is more traditional in its life cycle. It lays eggs in the late fall or early spring, and the weevil eggs will continue to develop any day that it gets above 45 degrees. So, mild winters mean earlier weevils, and it will continue to feed until it gets hot in the summer. Alfalfa weevil larvae are fairly small and green to light brown, with one dark brown stripe down their back. The weevil larvae can be found hiding and feeding in the alfalfa whorls during frosty mornings in mid to late March. Wheat will have another pest this time of year as well, the winter grain mite. It also tends to be more problematic in dry years like this one. The mite does fine in cold weather, but it can be washed out by a hard rain. Generally, this pest is unlikely to be much of a problem. Although it has been a dry, we've had a few rains before the snow to wash the mites and keep the wheat hydrated. No matter what pest you are finding out there, bring it into an extension office if you would like it identified. A good picture on your phone might work too. Give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.